I call this meeting of House Military Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:05 p.m. on Thursday, March 23rd. We're in the Gruenberg Room in the State Capitol in Juneau. With me, I have Representative Grove, Representative Carpenter, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Chair Wright. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to do business. Please mute your cell phones. I'd like to thank Talia Eames with the Juneau LIO for moderating today's meeting. And also, I'd like to thank Kevin Allen with House Records for documenting today's meeting. We have one item on the agenda today, HB 25 PFD Eligibility Uniform Services. This is our fourth hearing on this bill. It is my intention to adopt the committee substitute and then move this bill from committee. First order of business, we need to adopt the committee substitute as a working document.
Chairman Wright, I move the committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 25, Work Order 33-LS0265/U as a working document.
Is there any objections?
I'll object for purpose of discussion.
Please let the record reflect. Representative Gray has joined us at 106.
And for the record, Forrest Wolf, staff to Representative Wright and the Military Veterans Affairs Committee aide. So version U of the bill simply removes section 3. This language was previously added in the House State Affairs Committee to provide an extension of the filing deadline for dependents of Alaskans who failed to file their dividends by March 31st because of a medical emergency. HMLV committee chose to remove this section after conversations with the Department of Revenue, where the department let us know that it was difficult to determine the cost of this provision and that existing administrative code already addresses the concerns Section 3 thought to address. So, yeah, long story short, version U of CS for HB 25 MLV keeps the original intent of the previous committee while also removing the potential fiscal burden on DOR. And we have revenue on the line as well to answer any questions further.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Representative Carpenter, do you maintain your objection?
I do not.
Any other objection? Hearing none. We have with us Representative Story and her staff, Seth Whitten, and the Department of Revenue. We have Corey Bigelow, Permanent Fund Dividend. Brief of these. So we do have version U before us in the committee. All right, so we do have Representative Story and her staff, Seth Whitten, with us. We also have Department of Revenue, Corey Bigelow, from Permanent Fund Dividend Division Operation Manager, Sean Ireland, Permanent Fund Dividend Division Appeals Manager, also on the line. Are there any further questions from the committee members? Seeing none. I would like to know the will of the committee.
Chairman Wright, I move that we report committee substitute for House Bill 25, Work Order 33-LS0265/U, otherwise known as version U, from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, committee substitute of House Bill 25, Military Veterans Affairs is reported from committee. Please stick around for signing the documents. And as we adjourn, there's no further business. It is 1:10 p.m. Thank you.